Good day. This is Paige Estritori with your daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, dated Thursday, March 14, 2024. We start things off with the rising home loan strain placing a burden on Aussie households. Families in Australia now find themselves parting with nearly half their income to meet mortgage repayments. Deterioration has been observed as a 2.7% increase in unaffordability from the last quarter, making this the worst financial strain experienced over the past two decades. Clearly, the situation is more acute in New South Wales and Queensland, despite the stagnant official cash rate standing at 4.35%. Unaffordability is also reflected in skyrocketing rents, which consume close to a quarter of incomes. Complicating matters, the average loans for first-timers have crossed $514,000. Despite this squeezing pressure, we've seen somewhat of an uptick in first-time homebuyer activity. Measures to alleviate this growing burden are anticipated. We switch gears towards a significant development in the insurance sector. A vehicle owner battled for justice against insurer Suncorp and emerged triumphant in a complex case revolving around a car accident. The car was involved in a crash after being taken without consent by a family member who was under influence. Suncorp denied the claim, using policy exclusions related to drug-impaired driving, but the Australian Financial Complaints Authority had a different view altogether. They ruled in favor of the owner, classifying the incident as theft and leading to compensation, along with an additional $2,000 for stress due to poor communication from the insurer. This case underlines the importance of clear policy definitions and the need for sustained, effective communication between insurers and clients. As we plow ahead, retirees are grappling with rising living costs. According to the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, couples now require $72,148 and singles $51,278 per annum for a comfortable lifestyle, reflecting a 3.5% increase in line with the CPI growth. Although there's been a slowdown in the hike of grocery, fuel, and electricity prices, costs such as insurance witnessed a dramatic surge by 16.2%. It's important for individuals to engage in effective financial planning and for policymakers to support our retirees against such challenges. Lastly, we touch upon small and medium businesses, which are bearing the brunt of a financial crunch, leading to increased unpaid invoices and insolvencies. An alarming rise in payment defaults, along with a drop in invoice values, poses challenges, particularly to the hospitality sector, with Western Sydney and Southeast Queensland most hard hit. Businesses are recommended to revise their financial strategies and consider winging in external support. That's all for today's roundup. To learn more about insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Join me, Paige Estritori, tomorrow for another update. Stay informed and make smart financial decisions. See you then.